The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not only are we obviously talking about Kirk Cousins and the Falcons, it's making news around like all of football. And that was a big, big article on ESPN.com. It's on ESPN Plus, actually, so there's a paywall. But they're talking about all the experts about, you know, the major stories this week. And one of them is, where do things stand with Cousins, Penix, and the future of the Falcons QB1 spot? And in a nutshell, kind of echoing what you and I have talked about, according to the experts, that talking to our guy Mark Raimondi and more, the feeling is that unless they continue to lose games, Penix is never going to see the field. That you're gonna see Kirk Cousins play this thing out.
Yeah, I agree.
And they're gonna hang on to their mantra from the draft that Penix is the quarterback of the future, and that Cousins, this is Cousins' team. But they get into all the nuts and bolts of if Cousins really does seem like he's lost it. Would his contract, number one, it's still pretty reasonable by today's standards for contracts to try to find a trade partner. Again, I'm not putting the cart before the horse. We're not even down there yet. But I don't have the patience that everybody who seems to be talking about the Falcons and the Falcons themselves have. I think that Kirk Cousins is in crisis. And I think that, you didn't right the ship against Minnesota. And, if you can't score an offensive touchdown against the friggin' worst team in the league, then you really do have to think about Penix. I'm not Carl. I'm not playing radio like shenanigans. I'm not trying to make this a self-fulfilling prophecy. I said back in the draft that if you draft Penix and Cousins struggles, there's going to be a hue and cry for Penix. But there is a hue and cry for Penix because it's legitimate.
We act as if there haven't been moments in the last 4 weeks where he deserved to be benched. You're fooling yourself. Like the last 4 weeks, not week one, not even week two, but when we got to the third loss. And he's struggling, and we had another week of no touchdowns. There were moments in that game, and Coach said to us, hey, it's still a one-possession game. I don't care. There were reasons to consider this. Then you got to week four. Last week, I thought he was going to play better just because, hey, he was going to a place he was familiar. I mentioned this. I know the people there. I had some success there in that building, and, we didn't really do anything. We scored 21 points, and it's a 21-21 game, right? Going into the fourth quarter, and then things fell apart. Ultimately, I think they are right. And whoever is saying whatever they're saying about Cousins and finishing this season, because, Mike, I feel like there is this sense, I don't even want to say entitlement, but that they do owe him an opportunity to right the ship and, more importantly, finish the season. Now, if he finishes the season and we don't make the playoffs, yeah, we got to reevaluate. Look, we don't have time to be clowning around and saying, oh, we'll wait another 3 years until we're good. Or, like this is, again, why you drafted the guy you drafted. So I am not there. I've not been as adamant as you, and I get it. A lot of Falcon fans have hit me up saying, Dukes, why are you not with Bell on this? We want Penix right now. Part of that is because I know they're not going to do it. They're just not.
Right. And that's one of the things that, when we were talking about guys like, well, did you press Coach? Well, Coach, he's not going to deal in hypotheticals, but, we did lose four in a row, and your starting quarterback has gone eight interceptions, zero touchdowns in those games. So I think there needs to be a sense of urgency, and I think that Coach Ron will talk about this tomorrow. I think you're doing a disservice to your team if you're not trying to find the best option at every position available.
Yeah.
And the whole game plan, whatever, you got a guy. You've got an option. So if Cousins can't figure this out, and again, this is inexplicable. We've already covered this, so I'll make it brief. The guy was twice this year, he's been the offensive player of the week in the NFC. We've seen him kick butt. We've seen him rally in the Eagles and the Bucks and everything else. So I don't know where this goes. I mean, the thing is, you and I don't have the familiarity with Kirk Cousins. We spoke with a guy who covers the Vikings before last week, and he goes, he's never seen Kirk Cousins in a rut like this.
So let's talk about the other side of the football, because I think that's where you got to try to fix some things. As bad as things are, Cousins did play better last week, and that's not saying a lot, but it is saying something. I'm talking about Justin Simmons and Jesse Bates and Mike Hughes and Dee Alford and Clark Phillips, and I'm calling them out by name because you guys know that was a horrible performance last week. We cannot go where we want to go if the secondary is floundering around like they did last week. And, Mike, I said it about A.J. Terrell. For those who don't know, when A.J. Terrell was matched up on Justin Jefferson, they didn't throw at him. So we can have this conversation about where A.J. Right. is, but obviously Sam Darnold and O'Connell were very familiar with, if that's the matchup, we'll go the other way. And they did. But they took those shots down the field, and for us to have the best safeties in the league, and we've been saying this all year, Justin and Jesse, you guys are the best in the league. You didn't play like it last week. So, Mike, we got to clean that up. And how do we get them right? How does Jimmy Lake clean that situation
up? Well, I think you can do the same things you did against the Chargers that you might have tried to do against the Vikings, which, again, resulted in more sacks but also blew up in your face. And Simmons not getting, let's be honest, Sam Darnold on the ground. That was a huge momentum shift. That resulted in six. You know, finish the play. Same thing which cost us games last year with our defense. But if you're going to blitz and you've got weapons that are viable, you can get burned, especially in the secondary is as bad as it was last week. But I don't think against the Raiders you have to worry about that. You got basically two weapons. You've got certainly Brock Bowers, and then I've got him on my fantasy team. Max Crosby's on the defensive side. I'll tell you right now, Jacoby Myers.
Yep.
Jacoby Myers got like 750 yards and change. So that's basically, once Devontae Adams got traded to the Jets, that's wide receiver one for the Raiders. So you could argue you can do the same things you did against the Chargers and probably get there, but you just couldn't do it against the Vikings. So maybe it's the same, or you go back to playing that zone. You know, and just let the guy keep everything in front of you.
Well, I like,
and just assume that the Raiders won't be able to do much.
I like being aggressive. I mean, to me, Mike, one of, if not the biggest plays of the day last week, and you know, I'd love to see the views of this at the facility tomorrow. Obviously, we won't get a chance to because they're trying to turn the page and move on. Was the missed sack when we brought the heat against Sam Darnold and we were
Simmons. That's the one.
This close, right? And you say, out of all the plays on Sunday, how many times have we seen that this year? We've been this close to making that play. If we make that play, they're punting the football away. It's potentially a different game. And I just think, like, you missed that opportunity and they score. We saw it earlier in the year with one of our other games. I'm trying to remember where Zoe had a chance to get, maybe it was Carolina, had a chance to get, you know, the red rifle on the ground, and we missed the play.
And there's touchdown before the halftime.
Yes. Yeah. Those plays are critical. Now, we won that game, but we didn't win this one. And so when we talk about getting there, it's not the sacks. It is when you get those sacks is what matters to me.
A couple of guys hit us up on the text line saying, what if we ever did go to the nuclear option? Chris just mentioned it in our ear. It would be a big, big hit, guys. $65 million in dead money towards your cap next year. Trading him would cost $37.5 million in dead money, but again, you still got to pay us out. This is just too many hits there. You just need Cousins to get better. Like, the worst case scenario is Kirk Cousins' career is winding down right in front of our eyes. And I don't think that's the case. But again, I've never watched Kirk Cousins for a season. I've only seen the highlights of him, 30 touchdowns, 28 touchdowns. He's on pace for more interceptions than he's ever had in his career. His high was 14 back in 22, and we're already at 13. So, I mean, we're in trouble. So, and he got a first-year offensive coordinator. DJ Yates has been around the NFL. He's played the position. I just don't know what you do other than, you know, he was on pace to having a DC. Like, he threw for 340 yards in a loss to the Vikings.
Yep.
But it's just not, it's not translating in the red zone. And then another question we'll ask Coach, do you need Pitts to do a better job? And I'm going to ask him to spell it out for us and not, so to speak, in, you know, generalities. I mean, being the best Kyle Pitts you can be. Because the one thing Pitts did was get open down the middle, and Pitts couldn't get the football. Cousins delivered a bad throw. You know, we always talk about, you know, getting him involved in a red zone. He was open, and Kyle throws it behind him, and the DB makes a hell of a play.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just frustrated, and guys, this is not trying to create a quarterback. I'm not trying to create a quarterback controversy. I'm just trying to find who the best freaking quarterback is to win us some games.
Well, the best quarterback is Kirk Cousins, but he hasn't played like it. And let's – can we stop talking about Kyle Pitts? Honestly. I mean, you're right. He was open, and it wasn't his fault. But, like, 36 catches on the year?
Yeah. Well, he also had one hit him in the hands that he dropped after running a sloppy route.
Can we just stop talking about, like, if he shows up, great. If he doesn't, so what? He's not the reason why we're fundamentally losing now. I thought he was the biggest part of this offense to really open things up for the guys on the outside in this run game when the season started, which is why I pressed the issue right. So much. Mike, we're at a point now. Dude, it's week 14.
Look, the season's slipping by. You know, there was a point where you felt so good. 6-3, and you got the, you're looking good to win this division going away. Bucks, by the way, they get the Chargers. Herbert's banged up. Looks like there's a chance Aiden O'Connell will play based on what Antonio Pierce was saying to the media today. Keep an eye on that. Otherwise, yeah, Desmond Ritter. Right now, it's them and the Giants. By the time the season ends, the Giants will likely be the number one pick, but the Raiders are right there at number two.
If the Raiders get it, we think quarterback, right? I mean, they're the team. I think definitely. Giants, too, obviously.
Yeah, because they moved on from Daniel Jones. He's not even in the building anymore. So, yeah, Shedeur Sanders. And I can't wait to see if John Elway's dad helped John Elway and his agent maneuver out of playing for a team they didn't want to play for. And Eli Manning and his dad, Ars, kind of did the same thing with the Chargers. Yeah. I'm curious to see if Deion does it, if he doesn't like any of the options for his son.
In the ultimate sense of irony, guys, excuse me real quick. Number one running back in all of fantasy, Bijan Robinson.
Okay.
He's doing his job.
Yes.
And that's an element of the team that you can't ask for much more.
No, look, they're giving him the opportunities to do what we expected him to do.